Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're glad that you joined us this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Looks like another beautiful summer day for a holiday weekend, so we'll see what happens.
Probably going to get a little wet out there, so get your golf links in quickly.
Yeah, that's always standard procedure for Labor Day around Wisconsin, so enjoy.
We want to welcome you to the Biz Talk program this morning. This morning, Randy and I are going to have an open show. We're going to talk about business in general. We would like this to be your show, so feel free to call some questions into us after we get through talking about the SCORE chapter. Biz Talk is brought to you each weekend by the Fox City SCORE chapter. The SCORE chapter's office is located in the Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. We service an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We have an office in each community. We have about 45 mentors who are volunteers willing to provide you with free advice on how to start or operate your business. In order to reach that free mentoring assistance, just go to foxcities.score.org, click on mentoring, fill out the application sheet, and be a little articulate, just be specific about the need you have so we can line up the right mentor to help fulfill the need you have. It's all free, and we cover areas like marketing, cash flow, banking, accounting, social media. We do strategic planning, HR, intellectual property. If you have an issue with your existing company or if you're looking to start a new company, please consider SCORE at foxcities.score.org. In addition to the free mentoring that SCORE offers, we also have a series of educational seminars that we put on during the year, and September is a pretty busy month for us, Randy. What's going on?
Well, you mentioned that we have a branch down in the Fond du Lac area, and one of the things we've decided to do is to take one of the programs and have it down in Fond du Lac. We are going to be doing the Simple Steps program down there, which is a 5-week program. It's 5 classes, 3 hours a night. It'll be starting on Wednesday, September the 17th, and will be each Wednesday night thereafter, the 24th, the 1st of October, the 8th of October, and the 15th. It's going to be held at the Marine Park Technical College, and we will be talking about how to start your business and how to put together your business plan, what you need to know, and each of the steps along the way. The first program is just basics and is looking at the fact of, you know, what does it take to start a business. The second program will be on concepts. How do I put my business together? What kind of insurances do I need? Why do I need an attorney? All of these things that you need to be able to think about when you're starting up. The third session is on marketing and will include a guest speaker who will be talking about how to use social media, websites, and so on, as well as the standard old-fashioned, I shouldn't say old-fashioned, but the standard type of marketing, the 4 P's. In addition to that, we will also be then on the fourth one will be financial projections. In other words, how to use the financial documents, cash flow,
balance sheet,
profit and loss, and all of that type of thing. And then the final one is going to be on funding. And that's always a fun one because that's talking about how do I get the money, who's got it, and how do I find it.
Right.
And so anyway, those programs are $25 each. You can register on our website at foxcities.score.org. And you can register for all 5 or any one of the programs, depending on how you want to, you know, what you find is important for you.
Now, that's a 5 simple steps for starting your business, but it's also a very good program for existing business owners to attend, especially the financial portion in session number 4, and also session number 3, the social media.
Yes.
And number 5, if you're looking to fund something, expansion in your company, we'll talk to you, give you some tips on how to approach a lender and qualify for a loan.
Right, and not
so
only
business
that, but
owners
we also
are, they can make good benefit of this as well.
Yeah, and we also talk to them about the non-traditional types of financing as well. So if you want to know what's going on as far as crowdfunding, what that's all about, available different types of gap funding and this type of thing, all the variations and so on. So you get just a wealth of knowledge out of
this.
Right. And the primary thing, of course, for a new business, a startup, is to have enough information to decide on a go or a no-go kind of a decision.
Right.
And for existing business, of course, you never outgrow your need for knowledge and for resources.
Right. Basically, the program helps the entrepreneur build a very quality business plan that they can use to manage the business performance, monitor that performance, and also persuade a lender to maybe invest some money in it.
Right.
So it's a great program. Consider attending. There'll be SCORE mentors attending with you. You'll be able to meet some SCORE mentors in the sessions, and some friendships develop among the students that carry on after the program's over. So
it's been a great networking source for people who attended as well. And again, we're bringing it down to Fond du Lac so that the people down in the southern part of our listening area can take advantage of some of the things that SCORE can bring you.
Well, we also have September 17th in the morning. There's a big thing going on. That's a busy day.
Oh, yeah. The program in the morning is on the Affordable Health Care Act today. And that's that wonderful program that's out there that everybody's aware of, but everybody has to figure out how to apply it to themselves.
Yep.
And that's what we're doing with this program. We have three experts coming on that'll be talking about that. I think we're going to talk a little bit more about those experts later on in the show.
Yep.
But for right now, we have Linda Heinz. We have John Olness, and we have Kurt Haling. They are experts in healthcare, insurance, and as Kurt, as a accountant, to bring it back down to how much is this going to cost me? How do I plan for it and budget it?
Well, we did this program back in May, and we had pretty good attendance from the community. And the consensus of the group at the end of that session was we'd like to have this program come back again, because there are changes in the healthcare law.
Right.
So we're bringing it back again. It's going to be September 17. We're timing it then because most businesses need to make some decisions and individuals need to make some decisions about their healthcare in October, November, December. So we're hoping to be able to provide you with some of the latest information to consider as you make the correct decision.
Right.
So again, that'll be at the Bordini Center.
Correct.
It's going to be on the 17th. That starts at 7:30 in the morning is registration, 8 to 11. $15 a person, and there'll be goodies to eat and drink there. So
right, and again, just go out to the foxcities.score.org website, and you can register in the area there under local chapter events and local programs.
Mm-hmm.
You can also link to that same site from the BizTalk with mm-hmm. SCORE website as well, so there's all different ways to get there.
Well, we want to thank our sponsors for helping to bring the show to you each weekend, and those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts & Haling CPAs, Epiphany Law, Bank First National. Also want to thank eBiz Results in Oshkosh. Mike Pulvermacher and his team built the BizTalk with SCORE website for us for the radio show, and they maintain that and monitor that for us and assist us with changes, so thanks to Mike and his staff. Also want to thank Jerry Mader and Larry Desch at the Business News for promoting our program and our biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're in business or considering going into business, for $20 a year, you can subscribe to a biweekly periodical, The Business News, and keep up with all the business events and changes that are going on in East Central Wisconsin. It's that networking opportunity and that data that can help you be successful and lead to new sales for your company. So with that, we're going to take a quick break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We'll give out the phone numbers, start our open show, but you're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to BizTalk this morning. We're glad you joined us. Randy and I are in the studio. We're going to do an open show this morning. That means you can call in with some questions on any topic relative to business, and we're going to try to handle that question. You can call us at 281-1150, 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton, call us at 866-887-1150. So while we're waiting for the first wave of calls to come in, that's going to keep Bob real busy on the switchboard this morning. Randy and I would like to announce a program, a contest that the listening audience can participate in on BizTalk. Every weekend, if you've listened to the program, you realize that our guests are invited to leave a biz tip at the end of the program. We'd like to extend that invitation to our entire listening audience. Any weekend, if you have a biz tip, please call us with the biz tip and we'll log that in. You can also go to our website, biztalkwithscore.com. BizTalkWithScore.com. Go to the contact button, contact us, and fill in your biz tip. And the following weekend, we're going to pick the winning biz tip And the winning biz tip is going to get a free copy of Mal Wynn's book. Now, Mal Wynn was a score mentor. I didn't mean to say was. He still is. And his book is called Winning Ways for Life. It's a wonderful story of his life and the balances he faced in his life of balancing financial and personal or spiritual factors in his life. It's a great read, and the winner of that contest every weekend will get a free copy of the book. So once again, if you have a biz tip that might be of interest for the listening audience, please submit them on the air or submit them via the website at biztalkwithscore.com. Hit the contact button, log it in, and we will weigh those, and we'll pick a winner for the following weekend. So next weekend, we should have a winner. Well, it's a Badger Bump.
We'll have the winner on the next
2 weeks.
Next show coming up is what we'll do.
So we're hoping for a good response from all our listeners out in the radio land. Randy, we have just a couple minutes before we take our first break, but let's just talk a little bit about the healthcare seminar that's coming up.
Right. As we've been talking about that program, of course, it's something of extreme interest to just about everybody. People have a misconception that if they don't have 50 employees or whatever, that they're really not going to have a concern about the Healthcare Act. The truth of the matter is, no matter what size business or as an individual, this has an effect on you.
It's going to impact everybody.
And so to help you understand that, we've brought on three of the very, very best speakers that we could have, extremely knowledgeable about the program, what it's all about, and able to help people with that program.
Yep. We have a caller right now,
okay.
So we'll take the caller. We'll come back and finish that thought. Good morning, Tom. You have a question for Randy and me?
Top of the morning. Yes, I have a comment and a question. We currently continue to see, oftentimes daily, but certainly weekly, current businesses that have problems. And oftentimes they close without addressing those problems. Specific problems, for example, could be personnel issues, cash flow, payroll tax deposits not being made in a timely manner, still struggling as to what accounting program to use, such as QuickBooks or Quicken or Peachtree. And my question to you, gentlemen, is how could SCORE entice or encourage these marginal businesses to come to SCORE mentors and ask, what can we do? Mm-hmm. Because some of these entrepreneurs really have a dream gone astray, and I think it's affecting them mentally as well as bodily, and it needs to be addressed.
Sure. Okay. No, that I think we can approach that very very quickly. One of the basic things about SCORE, of course, is the fact that it is free. So if you have a problem, rather than waiting for it to become a disaster, or saying, well, I really can't go out and find the expertise I need, consultant, a firm that I would hire, or somebody like that, because I'm already having financial problems, SCORE offers you, number one, the opportunity to do it as a free service, and number two, it's totally confidential. A lot of businesses are afraid of, I'm having trouble, I don't want people to know that, how do I go about getting help? And that's
not
the other
only
thing.
Not only is it confidential, Randy, but we have a wide array of backgrounds with our SCORE mentors.
Right.
Earlier you mentioned that we have close to 45 mentors. Their backgrounds are very, very spread across the business community and disciplines.
Right.
And we don't have that, apparently we don't have that knowledge put out there enough for these small businesses to come to us.
Right.
And it's interesting further to note that many of these small businesses are not just restaurants like we have going in and out of style here in the Fox Cities and the area that we serve, but also, as we found out in today's paper and yesterday on the news, healthcare,
yes,
specifically on special needs children.
Yes.
I'll hang up now and we can discuss this.
Okay. Thanks, Tom. Good question. As Randy pointed out, it's free service and it's all confidential. And in addition, the logo for SCORE has as a tagline for the life of your business. So it's not just for this one problem or just for starting up your business. It can be for the life of your business. What we do at SCORE is we provide insights, and as Tom pointed out, we have a broad selection of backgrounds in our mentoring crew that have, they complement each other, they team up with each other, and if a conversation shifts from the marketing needs of a client to the accounting needs of the client to the banking needs of a client, we have people who have that expertise. But we don't do the work for the client. We expect the client to do the work, but we guide them and counsel them and critique them and offer very helpful advice on how to improve it and make it a quality program for your company.
Now, one of the other things that we do, Tony, you mentioned we have such a broad background as far as different people and so on. But when somebody comes to SCORE with a general question or a general problem, I want to start a business, I need a business plan, I'm having problems with things here and there, a lot of the times, the first person you end up meeting with is going to be a generalist. I do a lot of counseling that way, where I'll spend that first hour, hour and a half, just finding out really what is it that motivates that particular person, and also what is their real need to be able to work with it. Then when we discover that, we can always bring in some of this real heavy, big guns as far as expertise as well. So it's
focus in on the specific need.
So yeah, if you're
we offer all of that.
Yeah, and if you're out there and you're thinking, well, I don't know really exactly what I want, that's the reason we do the hour and a half of fact finding to help you.
Well, that's why SCORE is there. And if it takes 3 hours or 3 visits or 10 visits, we're going to be there for you to help you sift through that. We want you to come to the decision, we can start this business, it makes sense, or maybe not now. Let's wait till the kids are out of school, and then we'll start the business. Both scenarios, both answers are success in the eyes of SCORE.
Right.
We're going to take a quick break right now. We'll come back on the other side. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Welcome back to Biz Talk. We're having an open show this morning. Randy and I are taking questions from the audience. If you have a question about business, Tom had a good question a few minutes ago, so please call us in at 281-1150. You can reach us at 281-1150. On the TDS Metricom toll-free line, it's 866-887-1150. Also want to repeat that we are announcing this morning the launch of a contest on Biz Talk. It'll be a weekly event. Unfortunately, we have a Badger bump next weekend. We won't be on the air. But if you have a biz tip that you think is worthwhile for the listening audience, please submit that biz tip. You can call us on the air with it, or you can submit it to biztalkwithscore.com. We'll get your contact information, and then we'll sift through those biz tips that we receive that week and announce the winner each weekend. And the winner will receive a free copy of Winning Ways for Life. It's a publication put out by Mong Nguyen. We call him Win. That's as in you win a football game. He's a great guy. He's a SCORE mentor, been a SCORE mentor for many years. He's also a volunteer at Fisk. And this is a story of his life and how he balanced financial and spiritual things in his life. It's quite a story, and it's also a very good definition of what things are, like trusts and wills. Does a nice job of defining all of that. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about the Health Care Act, and we were talking about why we're bringing these people back in to do the presentation on September 17th. We had done it in May. And the experts that we're bringing in, Randy referred to the experts. One of those people is named Linda Hines. She has a designation ACBC. That's a designation in her field of expertise. And she lives in Ellsworth, Wisconsin. But she's been doing this type of work for over 20 years. She's a nationally recognized authority on health care and IRS issues. She did a great job in May, and she brings a very down-to-earth presentation for the business owner and the individual to understand how this crazy law can be applied in their circumstances. So Linda's going to be our keynote speaker, Another speaker that we have coming is John Ulness. John is the owner of Ulness Health Insurance and Wellness here in Appleton. He focuses on the individual, what the plan means to the individual, and he helps businesses to establish plans as well. He's been doing this for a long time. He's also been very involved in the Wisconsin and Midwest Insurance Broker Network. He's been on the governor's panel for healthcare. He's attended conferences in Washington on this healthcare act. He's one of the guys that he was one of the first ones to ever read the act that I know about when it first came out. And then the third participant is Kurt Haling. Kurt Haling is a CPA and a partner with Alberts and Haling CPAs, one of the sponsors of BizTalk. Kurt brings a very good educational approach to this plan, this new healthcare law for the business owner. And what does it mean in terms of budgeting and taxes, and how should you position yourself to be able to afford this, whether you have employees or not? The program is going to be a how-to program. We want the audience to be able to ask questions and participate. So we use about the first hour to an hour and a half where Kurt and Linda and John will give a presentation. And then we go into a discussion period, and it worked very well in May, where people can actually ask questions of John, Linda, and Kurt, and how this plan can be interpreted. They often ask questions about their own specific need so that that can be addressed, and everybody benefits from that. So this is going to be held on September 17th in the morning. 7:30 is registration, 8 to 11, out at Bordini Center, $15 a head.
Yeah, one of the things you just mentioned is the format that we're going to have, with it being a combination of the presentations by each of the people plus the question and answer session. In talking to people who attended in May, the feeling that I got was that these three speakers that we have are so up on this information.
Yeah.
A lot of people came up with questions they thought were really going to stump them, and were absolutely amazed, especially at the knowledge of someone like Linda Hines.
Yeah.
Who has, she teaches this thing. She handles areas of compliance for different insurance agents and so on. And so she's got such a huge background on this. And again, a reminder, this is for anybody and everybody who's affected by this law. If you're in business, if you're an individual, you are looking for information on this, this is the kind of program you should really attend.
One of Linda's credentials includes the National Association of Alternative Benefits recognizes Linda as their compliance director for continuing education to its national membership of over 2,000 insurance brokers. Now, you just don't achieve that kind of position without having the expertise and the reputation and the ability to communicate as effectively as Linda does. So we're very fortunate to have her coming back to Appleton. We encourage you, if you want to learn something about the Health Care Act, to please attend. And you can learn more about this Health Care Act at the SCORE website at foxcities.score.org. Well, I'll give out those phone numbers again. They're 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. Give us a call. If you're outside Appleton, call us on the TDS Metricom toll-free line, 866-887-1150. One of the other things we wanted to talk about this morning in the program and make you aware of it is the Outagamie County Revolving Loan Program called the Prosperity Fund.
Right.
Now, that program is a county-wide program for Outagamie County, and I'd like to give you the name of the director and his phone number. If you have a question about this program, this lending program, the Revolving Loan Fund, call Mike Hendrick. H-E-N-D-R-I-C-K, Michael Hendrick. Mike is the planning director for Outagamie County, and he can be reached at 832-5255, 832-5255. If you'd like to gain some information about the program, you can also contact us at SCORE, and we can help as well. But the program is set up to basically offer business owners gap financing. And gap financing would be you need to come up with some equity in your deal. Let's just say you have a $10,000 request, and you need to come up with $2,000, and the bank would lend you $8,000. Well, if you can only come up with $1,000 or $1,500, you can't come up with all the two, and it's a good business plan, the revolving loan fund can step in and fill that gap for you and provide the funding, and they work with the banks Now, the minimum loan amount is about $10,000, and the maximum loan amount is $70,000. You can get a business plan. You got to have a business plan, and the rates are very attractive. The rates are going to be around 4 or 5%, maybe 3%. They're cheaper than bank financing in most cases. They do. This fund does take a lien on the assets of the company, and they do expect the business owner to personally guarantee the loan. It's a very good program for you to consider if you're starting a business or if you're already in business and you're adding some equipment, you're growing your business, you want to put on a new facade of your building, and you're located in Outagamie County. You can apply for this loan by contacting Mike Hendrick at 832-5255, and you can take up to 3 to 7 years to pay the loan back. So it isn't something that has to happen in just 2 or 3 years.
You know, one of the things about this particular program, too, Tony, is this is new. Some people may have...
This has been around for a while. It just hasn't been used well.
Right. But the older program that was the Outagamie County had for revolving loan had a few restrictions, a few problems with getting it out, too, where this has been upgraded, updated, and makes it a lot more user-friendly for you out there. So if you need this kind of gap funding and haven't looked into it, this would be an excellent program for you.
The big difference is that this program about a year ago is now funded by local money,
right,
where previously it was funded by federal money. And the federal money came with a lot of strings. We had to get a lot of information. We had to comply with the federal rules to make the loan.
Mm-hmm.
But now the Outagamie County has funded this program with their own county money, and we're free of the restrictions and the limitations that were imposed on the money before, because now it's not federal money.
And the other thing then, that allows it to be a faster project.
Oh, sure.
From the time of application to completion, again, because it's stripped down, it's eliminated quite a bit of the red tape that you had to go through to be able to qualify. So, again, for the small business who's looking for that extra couple of dollars to make the program, make the loan work, make the deal work with the bank, the gap funding concept that this fulfills is a wonderful program for you.
Now, again, you can call Mike Hendrick at 832-5255, or you can visit them at www.outagamie.org. That's the Outagamie County website, outagamie.org, and learn more information about the Prosperity Fund, your partner for business growth and development. It's a good program, and the banks in the community are aware of the program, and as a business owner, it can help you get your next expansion in place if that's what you need to do.
Right. And the thing is, again, this works through the banks, so you do have to still have your business plan put together. This doesn't work around it. In fact, it works with it. So once again, putting in the plug for your business plan with SCORE, come in and see us. If you have a plan that you've had in the past, we can help you update it. And if you don't have a plan yet, we can help you get started and get the job done.
And that's really what SCORE is all about, is helping the business owner get organized and collect their thoughts, put it in a proper perspective, and make all the considerations you really need to make. Because someone starting out a business usually is a person who worked in a certain trade, like a plumber or an electrician or a carpenter or a baker. And you worked in that trade and you really are good at it, but you don't know the business aspects of running the business. That's where SCORE can help you, and it's all free. And as Randy pointed out earlier, we have quite a variety of different backgrounds in our mentoring crew. We have 45 mentors in three areas, Oshkosh, Appleton, and Fond du Lac. And we back up each other, and this isn't just a mentoring session one time. This can be for the life of your business. So if you're looking at starting a business or you have a business opportunity to grow or expand your business, we work with startups as well as we work with existing companies. Now, in order to deliver this quality service to our business clients, we need mentors.
Mm-hmm.
And we have about 45, but we're always looking for mentors who want to give back to the community. You don't have to be retired. You don't have to be gray-haired. You can be employed, but you have to have a passion to want to give back and help other people.
Sometimes you end up getting the gray hair after a while with some of the questions that we end up fielding, but that's what makes it fun, too, to be a mentor. You find out about all of the different ideas that people have, and you can really, really be a help, a positive resource for people. One of the greatest things I've found in being a mentor is to be able to look at a business as you're driving down the street and you see that business is open and you say to yourself, you know, I helped. I'm one of the people that did that. So
that's right.
If you have that kind of business experience, especially we're looking for people from down in the Fond du Lac, southern part of the listening audience here. We are trying to build up that particular area. There's a lot of need down there. So if you have any background that you feel would be able to be of help to other people starting out, give us a call or come out on the website. That's the foxcities.score.org website. And again, it says there's a link that says become a volunteer and make dreams come true. And that's what it's all about for being a SCORE volunteer.
Plus, we have a lot of fun at the chapter meetings.
Oh, yeah.
And we do not talk about clients. When we get to a chapter meeting, one of the rules in our chapter meeting is, if you want to talk about an experience you had with a client, talk about the experience as Mr. Doe or Mrs. Doe. We do not reveal names in our meetings. As Randy pointed out earlier, it's all confidential, and we respect your confidentiality. With that, we're going to take our last quick break, and we'll come back on the other side. You're listening to the Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Working for a living, and you're welcome back to the final segment here at Biz Talk this morning. We have a caller on the line, and I think that's Tom. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning again. My question again is, if we have these volunteers, how do we train them in the mentoring methodology?
Okay, that's a pretty
question.
Honest question. Yeah,
we got the guy in the studio this morning who trains them all.
Well, at least I wrote the book on it. So anyway, yeah, the whole program, of course, is designed to help the individual to be able to understand the needs of our clients and how to work with them. We have a program, it's called Slate, where we teach our volunteers to listen and understand what the problems are, what the person is asking, and so on. It takes approximately 90 days from the time that you sign up as a volunteer until we actually release you on your own and you start working independently. During that time, you work with another mentor, so you're not doing single mentoring. You go through a certification program that's about 3 hours to be able to learn how to work with people and what SCORE is all about. So when you become a mentor, it isn't a case where you just get thrown to the wolves and say, okay, yeah, you know all about business, so now go talk to somebody. There is a program. It has a lot of things to do with being able to understand the needs of the client first and then be able to help them with the knowledge that you have.
Good
Thank
question,
you,
Tom.
Okay. So that was...
Also, we have a code of ethics that the yes. mentor signs every year, and we're reminded of our obligation to our clients to respect them, to listen to them, and to keep their needs confidential.
And the other part of that code of ethics is that there is no conflict of interest. So, in other words, right. if you're coming in as a client, you're not going to be sold something or have somebody try to get you to be a client of theirs on the outside of SCORE. And the reverse of that, too, if you're thinking about becoming a SCORE volunteer because you think it's going to be a good business opportunity for you, again, that isn't true. The object is to be able to help people.
Give back.
And it's all free. So there's no way of profiting other than the positive effect that you have on the community.
And you can also volunteer for the SCORE chapter and not be a mentor. You can work out in the administrative side of the chapter. We have some great people who help keep all things organized and keep us on track and on task.
Yep.
And so we need those volunteers as well.
Yeah, because, again, we work with over 600 clients a year, and that's
yeah.
a full-time job.
And all the seminars we do.
Yeah, just maintaining all that information. So.
Yep. Well, Randy, as is the custom at BizTalk, I'm going to put you on the spot. What is your biz tip for the weekend?
My biz tip, I think, is to find the resources you need out there. You can't do it all yourself. There's a lot of people available for you. And try and use as many resources as you possibly can to improve your business and move forward.
That's a good tip. That's very good. And SCORE is a place to get that. I guess my tip would be, if you're going to go into business, do your research and understand how the cash is going to flow through the business. Where's the money going to come from and when? And where's it going to go and when? And on the SCORE website, we have a really simple, straightforward cash flow spreadsheet. It's called the SBA Cash Flow Spreadsheet. Go out to foxcities.score.org, and you can find that spreadsheet that's going to help you budget not only your business cash flow, but there's one out there for the family as well.
The other thing that you can find out there, too, and both on our BizTalk website and on the SCORE website, we have an area there that is called the General Resources.
Mm-hmm.
It's a listing of all of the different websites and organizations that you can go to for business help. It includes everything from the SBA to the different chambers, to SBDC, Small Business Development Corp, SCORE, all of the different resources that you might possibly need to be able to really get started, find out where you're at with your business plan, and move forward.
Okay, that's pretty much wraps up our show. We have about 30 seconds left. We just want to mention again that we're going to be entertaining this Biz Tip Contest. We'll be announcing that again in 2 weeks. So we want to remind you that next week we're not going to be on the air. The Badger game starts at 11 o'clock, so we get our Badger bump. We're not going to be able to do our show at 9 o'clock. So you'll be able to hear us the following weekend. And we want to thank you for tuning in this morning. Enjoy the Badger game next week. Go Badgers.
Yeah, and enjoy the Badger game tonight. So
and enjoy your Labor Day weekend. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to BizTalk and the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150, WHBY.